Good morning. Let's all stand up. Let's say hello to those around you. Please pass the peace. Thank you. Please remain standing.
Blessed be your name, the Lamb that is plentiful, the streams of abundance flow. Blessed be your name, found in the desert place, the walk through the wilderness. Blessed be your name. The blessing you pour out all and turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your glorious name. Blessed be your name, when the sun's shining down on me, and the world's all as it can be. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name, and the road marked with suffering, those pain in the offering. Blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your glorious name. You give and take away, you give and take away. My heart will choose to say, Lord, blessed be your name. You give and take away, you give and take away. My heart will choose to say, Lord, blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to pray. When the darkness closes in, Lord, every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your glorious name.
Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, disturb us this day. Rouse us from the slumber of our overcommitted lives. Lift us into the consciousness of your presence and purpose. Change us, mold us, move us, so that at the sound of your voice, at your call of our names, our lives will never be the same. May our Sabbath protest be in response to the gift that is Jesus, this day and always. Amen. Please be seated. Our distinguished speakers for this morning have chosen two texts to be read. The first from Micah, the second from Galatians. Micah chapter 6, verses 6 through 8. With what shall I come before the Lord and bow myself before God on high? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, your calves a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, with 10,000s of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgressions, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He has told you, O mortal, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you but to do justice, and to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God? From Galatians chapter 5, verses 13 and 14. For you were called to freedom, brothers and sisters. Only do not use your freedom as an opportunity for self-indulgence, but through love become slaves to one another. For the whole law is summed up in a single commandment: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Holy wisdom, holy word, thanks be to God.
Good morning.
In today's reading, Micah asks what it will take for people to please God and to be good, loyal servants. Sacrifice, offerings, the blood of our firstborn. Micah's response is simple and beautiful. Act justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with your God.
That advice is informative here on our hill, and with some hopefully reverent and respectful extrapolation can be reflected onto our membership within this community. So how do we become good Gusties? Is it enduring thousands of all-night study sessions, tens of thousands of organizational affiliations, sacrificing our well-being to do more and more and more and more? No, says Micah. To be a good Gustie, you should act justly, love mercy, and walk humbly. We find Micah's response very refreshing, and it has inspired us to think anew of our responsibilities as Student Senate co-presidents.
We'd like to start our discussion of today's reading with some reflection on your Gustavus experience thus far. At a time of the semester so clearly shaped by your class year, we thought we would begin by targeting some questions at various classes in the audience. Seniors, it's our last go-around, final hurrah. Is it what you expected? You have now begun your final year at Gustavus. Have you done everything you've wanted? Are there things you wish that would have been different? Do you have a plan for what is left? Sophomores and juniors, is it what you expected? By now you have had some time to find your path, and you have time still to solidify where you are going. Is there anything you hope to change in the next year or two?
In first years, have you figured everything out yet? We hope not, as that would make the next 4 years really, really boring and quite pointless. Hopefully you're not with us today because you still think that everything is required attendance. But now you likely have a good feeling for the Gustavus community. There are likely things you love and things you hope to get involved with very soon. And there are probably things you hate and will never approach with a 10-foot pole. Some of those hatreds will turn to love, and vice versa.
No matter your year at Gustavus, you likely have things you love about this community and things you wish you could change, some of which you may already be in the process of changing. Gustavus is no doubt a unique community, and as such, has good and bad.
And that good is all around us. It's etched into the rhythm of our daily lives, from personal relationships with professors to ever-developing connections with one another, daily chances to positively impact this community, and the matrix of supporters and advocates that view you as the complete, complex, and valuable person you are, and not as a number on a spreadsheet. There are some potential downsides of being in such a small community, of course. Some might say that we're a bit closed off from the great big world. But in some ways, our size and solidarity here prepare us even better for that great big world. This place here is a testing ground for what's out there. Now, with being isolated, some might suspect we don't represent or reflect the complex dynamics of our society, that we close ourselves off in our Kasota stone towers and study the interesting but the irrelevant. As a liberal arts institution, of course, we pledge ourselves not to that sort of irrelevant education, but a complete, meaningful, integrated, and complicated education.
With 2,400 students, 193 faculty members, 120 student organizations, 72 majors, 21 athletic teams, 20 diversity organizations, 12 religious groups, and 4 class years, it is clear that there is no singular Gustavus experience. There is no singular Gustavus experience. Some are great, some are not. Some students feel supported, loved, and actualized. Some do not. But celebrating and elevating those who do is not how we are called to lead and serve. Such is the attitude that brings about so many of our problems in today's world. So here at Gustavus, we call on each other to be mindful of the gaps in our web of support and service to one another.
And one of the greatest opportunities and privileges of being in a place like Gustavus is that we can focus on and fill these gaps in our web of service and support. We can do exactly what today's reading calls us to do, to act justly, to love mercy, to walk humbly, and ultimately, to serve one another with love.
So why should we act justly, love mercy, and serve? Simply put, it's the right thing to do. As a small liberal arts college, we are required by our mission to ensure the breadth of the liberal arts is accessible to all. Gaps in that matrix are not only a disservice to those who fall through them, but are also at odds with who we claim to be as an institution. Our collective identities requires the celebration of our individual identities.
And how do we serve one another humbly in love? In each of our social conversations, we should seek to actualize and affirm the value of every member of this community. We should lean in and listen to each other with focus and dedication. In addition to this day-to-day, every moment need for intentional support, serving one another means tirelessly seeking out what is wrong with this place. It feels really good to rest on the good and not so good to reflect on the bad. And we certainly have a lot of good going on here. Just this week, we were ranked the number 3 college in Minnesota. And more importantly, we have the number 7 best food in the country. We should celebrate these things. Of course, we should do that. But if we truly love this place and are called to serve it and each other, we should turn away from the great and focus on the gaps. The bad is what matters. The gaps are what matter.
So who's to take ownership of this search for the gaps? Should it be the leadership of Student Senate, DLC, IGS, SAVE, the Dean of Students, other faculty members, or the many, many other support services on campus? Yeah. But more importantly, all of us as individuals. As you know, there are 4 class years, but we're all different places in our lives. We come from different communities, we have different backgrounds, and have had different experiences. We all cope with life in different ways. Seek out those who are having bad days, bad weeks, months, and years. You may not always recognize this situation, so always be mindful. Never forget how far simple gestures can go.
Filling the gaps in our support network is a responsibility that we all share. Whether those gaps be in the resources for international students, support for those battling mental illnesses, or the many other personal struggles being faced by the students in this chapel and beyond, filling them is our shared obligation, our shared commitment, and our shared calling. When this college serves a narrow, comfortable, privileged slice of the great big world, we fail our students and our mission as a community-based liberal arts college to celebrate the complexity and the differences of our elaborate society. When we pay lip service to diversity and inclusion and hold up our differences as some sort of trophy, we reject the calling of the liberal arts to comprehend and celebrate the complex. So at the day-to-day level, what does this look like? Don't trust comfort, routine, and the surface-level responses of good we hear when asking how our classmates are doing. I know I've certainly glazed over many moments of personal crisis with that often meaningless word, good. Dig deeper. Commit to identifying the needs of your peers so that we can confront them together. Find the sources of our peers' problems and dream up new ways to confront them. Find the bad so that we can work towards a greater good that works for all of us. Speak out about the bad to your peers, to the Dean of Students, and please to Student Senate. We are here to serve by listening and responding to the bad. We need your help with this and your complaints to accomplish this vision.
We hope you recognize and appreciate that this small community is a testing ground for a better future. Efforts to improve the support we provide each other will inspire us to continue the same efforts in our future communities. Here at Gustavus and beyond, act justly,
love mercy,
and walk humbly.
Serve one another humbly and with love.
Announcements as we close here today. Tomorrow, during Daily Sabbath, Jiwo will be with us leading a hymn sing, so they'll be up there blasting their instruments, and the rest of us can just sing out as loud as we want on the hymns that they have chosen. We did it last year. It was great fun, so we invite you to join us for that. Then next Tuesday, we will be observing Rosh Hashanah, and so that service will be led by our Jewish faculty and students on campus, so we invite you to come for that. Next Thursday, our speaker will be Carrie Luwagi, and I think Carrie's in the house. Carrie, where are you? Raise your hand. There's Carrie. Come here, Carrie, next week. And if you're interested in joining this wonderful ensemble up here, if you're a musician, a singer, etc., talk to Justin, the guy with the viola. He'd love to recruit you. All right, let us close in prayer. Gracious God, remind us that we have nothing to lose but the chains that bind us in fear. Set us free so that we may go out into the world to struggle for justice, freedom, and solidarity. So that we may go into our boardrooms and classrooms to make a way out of no way. So that we may dare to embody the love that God shows us this day and always. This is our prayer. Amen.